Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na.
Good evening. You're on the air. We're waking up with Linda McShann. It is Mindful Monday. It's going to be short and sweet with Angie. And I hope everybody out there had a great day today. This is August. And I'd like to put a shout out to all the August-born Leos. I know about 25 of them. I fall in that category myself. So we celebrate the whole month of August and some more to follow. But before we get started, I want to give you some encouragement. You know, as human beings, let us reach beyond our small, limited selves and attain an all-encompassing state of being, our hearts connecting with the vast universe. You know, it's the universal forces out there. It's the things that we can see, the things that we can't see that keep us going. We have to keep our minds clear. We have to keep our hearts right. We have to be able to stand strong, stand up, and stand together with each other. You know, we here, we're waking up with Linda McShann. We're about education. We stress unification and the importance of collaboration. And I'm not going to let you go. I'm going to say it again. Fill out those census forms, okay? That is very important. And please, take your power to the polls. And your power going to the polls is that vote. We have to do what we have to do out here to get the job done. And to all my change agents out there, keep making the change. But before Angie come on with us, I'll just give you a little bit to listen to and to relax yourself down, okay? Have a good one.
You're one look at you, and it was plain to me, you were my destiny.
With arms open wide, I threw away my pride. I sacrificed for you, dedicate my life to you. I'll go where you lead,
on,
always there in time of need.
Oh, man, when I slip the wind, you'll be there to put me up the hill. And no, no looking.
Love, sure love, that's your love. You're all,
Yes, we all need each other out there. You know, Angie is going to come on. You know, Angie loves you out there. But I'm going to put my disclaimer because when she's short and sweet, she's quick, okay? But whatever you hear, whatever she tells you, know that she's coming from her heart and she loves each and every one of you out there. Angie, are you on the line with us this evening?
I'm on the show with you. Hey, how you doing, Linda?
How you doing, Angie? How was your day?
Hey, my day was a day. Let me tell you about the day I had, honey. It's been interesting, I tell you that much.
Okay.
To say the least. We got people, that's, you know, feeling that it's time to be a road runner on the road, and they don't care. They, you know, barely miss swiping your car going by and none of that. You know, and they think that it's okay to, I mean, social distancing is just a joke nowadays. It's really, really a joke. I mean, it's excuse me, you know, I went to go pick up some glasses today, and the lady was so close to the door, she did not want nobody in front of her, and I wasn't trying to be in front of her. But when the person brought, when they brought my glasses out, you know, and I know, you got to know, you know, when the person's looking at me and I'm taller than you, those glasses, if they have any ends, not yours, it's mine. They was having a problem finding hers, apparently. That's my body language I'm looking at, but she talked a different language. So I'm waiting and waiting, and even, and then it took the person telling her, hey, okay, with the excuse moi, I know that you need to back up and move over, this, you know, so she can get to the door, because that's how close she was. Like, nobody's gonna go in this door, because they weren't letting nobody in. They were just really just passing out, you know, your glasses.
Okay.
And I just like, well, thank you, you know. I said, thank you. You're still trying to keep it positive. And but then she's like basically breathing on my back, because, you know, she's short, so I can feel the heat.
Mm-hmm.
And it's already hot outside. So I'm like, okay, so social distancing is not happening today. That's all right. That's okay. We're only going to be a couple of minutes. And I just grabbed myself, said what I had to say to the lady, and I just went on, you know, got in my car and left. But I was like, wow, you know, people are really not caring and thinking about that stuff. But if you walk around with a sign on your back saying, I got COVID, you know, please stay 6 feet or more back from me,
yeah.
I guarantee you I won't have that problem no more. You know, things that people do make you think about what you think you might have to do to, you know, get through a situation.
It's
like,
funny,
oh,
but
you may not
be
in a pandemic, but I am. You know what I'm saying? You must have forgot, but I haven't. You know, but, yeah, you know, there's a lot going on out there. And what my message is from my heart to everyone out there is that, you know, just keep your thoughts and your energy focused on something positive. You know, don't let the ones that are having a dark moment, day or life, because some people, you know, they're in those, that's at that time where people are just feeling how they feeling, trying to absorb whatever they can absorb. You know, the ones that can't go to the beach no more, they feeling how they feeling. The ones that can't go to the bar no more, they doing how they doing. So, you know, you got to get out their way. You know, just kind of stay out their way and respectfully say, hey, you know, sorry about, you know, whatever may be changed in your life, but I do hope you get through to the next day, and maybe you get that much more closer. As you continue each day, you get closer to doing whatever it is that you no longer can do or that you have to do differently. It's going to be approximately, the way I feel, two and a half years before we even kind of get to any kind of closeness of normalcy. Of course, the loss of loved ones is never going to be enormous because you can't bring them back. But hold on to the memories of the ones you're losing, whether it's to COVID or to just illnesses, because those are the things that you can cherish the longest and the most. Forgive those that you can forgive. Those that don't want to forgive you, let it be okay. Because those that's not forgiving you, the door is open for the opportunity for someone who will, and they will. And when they show up, you'll have that space available and waiting for them. Just dust it off, shine it up, and here they come on in. And don't close that door. Let that door open for that one that's supposed to come in. But you let that other one, let that door open and let that other one out. Because, see, you can't let this time that we're going through be able to bombard you with darkness and pull you down into it. So
right.
If that helps you, do so. Share it. Pass it along. try to end any of your, all of your conversations. Don't say ever say bye. Just say until next time. I love you. Because, see, you got to keep that love going. No matter what you're going through, no matter what that other person be going through, don't let what they're going through be affecting you or what you're going through, because you're going through what you can go through in your life. Don't forget you have a life, that you do have the right to breathe freely, that you do have the right to feel your feelings. Your feelings are important to you, and it makes your value become valuable. If you give your value away, therefore there's no value for you to be okay with who you are.
That's
so
true.
I say that because I'm finding so many people, there's so many more becoming more lost. We got this COVID thing going on, okay, this pandemic as they call it. So it's not just a petri dish. When I say COVID, I feel it's a petri dish, because a pandemic is a little bit more sincere emphasis on how dramatic a situation is, okay? So we're in a pandemic, which means what? We're in a serious situation, my dear friend. So know that we're like lab rats, okay? All the world, everybody in the whole world, even the international, okay? Their international ones are affected by this COVID as well. They're everybody you can think of a blink of, they actually are. They have loved ones as well. They're sick ones in their hospitals and so forth as well. So they're dealing with it the best way they can. So with that said, and in some cases they're doing differently. Some places are giving more to their people. United States, however, you see, United States, and I will say it again because I am an American, is really putting a struggle on being that proud and that I will die for my country that many people have been bound, baited into their hearts and their blood through their life. The time that you were born and you were old enough to realize and you was in elementary school and you say, Oh, I'm an American, yay. Unless it's when you learn these things, you see, when you start learning what you are and where you come from, you be that proudness begin to step in. Then you start learning how other countries are and how their cultures are. Oh, they're strong. Oh, they're poor. Oh, they're strong. Let me tell you, honey, those internationals are living more free than the United States. Imagine that. Yes, they are. And I feel that way because they're able to come together and bond way faster, way different than the United States. The United States makes you lazy and makes you spoiled. You say, oh, I got to go downtown. Oh, wait, I got to go home and put on a mask. Ew, that's not going to be fashionable. That's not cute. I'm going to see the cute lipstick popping on my lips if I got a mask on. Ew. You see, you're all about what I got to look like, what I got to prance around like a pretty little poodle. You see,
a pretty
you
little poodle.
Realize, yeah, a pretty little poodle, exactly. You know, the pixies. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I'm just, wah. You know, instead of every day waking up going, you know what? I can still breathe. Yes. I can still feel something. Oh, I can still eat. I have an appetite. I can eat. How about that? Yeah. I got something in there. You're taking life and things for granted, and you're forgetting each and every one of us. Our days are our days. Our moments are our moments. And just because you can breathe doesn't mean that you'll always be able to breathe. So
that's
each
right.
moment that you're able to breathe, appreciate that. Get your gratitude, dig it up out there, take the dirt off of it, shake it off, dust it off, and be grateful. If you don't know any of these words, go feel free to look them up, because it's important to try to find some type of policies and establish them for yourself and live by them. Because this United States of America thinks all that hard work my mother, your mother, your grandmother, your grandfather did, their blood and sweat, the sacrifices they had to give up, losing time with their kids, sleepless nights, getting up, scraping up food to feed all their children, the hard work they put in that they can no longer do. My mother can no longer go to work. She can no longer fight to put food in her children's mouth or her grandchildren's mouth because she's struggling for her own mouth. You see, this is the American that I had to look up to and I admire and I stand tall with every day that I live and breathe. It's because of that sacrifice that she put forth. She can look at me in her eyes, though, and smile. She can look at me in her eyes and tell me she loves me. And when she gets enough strength and wherewithal, she can tell me she loves me. So with that person that's been in my life that has told me that I am important and I'm valuable, and hold on to that for as long as I can because of the fact that, you see, because of the fact that you never know how many days you're given. I'm so thankful that you lived 80 years. We celebrated not too long ago.
Yes.
80
yes.
years, you see. And she has to answer, her blessings that she put out and all the money she gave to that United States to look out for her and her kids and her family. $1,200. $1,200. And, oh, we're throwing a few food stamps. Oh, and, oh, we're through all these, you know, wonderful ways that you can, you know, request a grant here and there.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you may go hungry because all the groceries are going way up. Oh, yeah, you may not have enough gas because that's going on up and up and down. Thank God that it is lower. If you get Costco, get you some cheap gas at Costco, and it's good, too. But let me tell you, you know, my dear friend, your American dream right now is just a dream, but it's still something worth living for. You got to change those things. You got to change in the best way you can and live the best life that you can, okay, and hold on to it. Because, see, they're sitting up all these mad scientists. They're sending up all this money, sending it there, telling them, oh, you know, here's a Petri dish. I'm going to give you billions and billions and billions of dollars to create things that's going to save people. Those very ones with that same money that you and your forefathers sweated their off their backs is the same reason why we have a COVID today. How about that? So we're all nothing but a huge science project, my friends.
Science
okay?
project. Okay. We're in the lab. Oh, we're in the lab, AG.
As long as you can.
We're
in the
lab
right,
right.
now. You know what? You used to think your poop and your pee went down that toilet and went to the doggone ocean and just whatever it went. I do believe all our DNA is being stored somewhere through the toilet system. It goes down and they drain it out and they use it in a Petri dish somewhere trying to figure it all out. But see, that's because they're imperfect, you see. This is where you see mankind right now at what it is. It's imperfect. So, again, I'm not saying I'm mad I'm American. I'm very proud. Mm-hmm. The sacrifice is an example that my mother took before me and my brothers and sisters, you know, because she did that willingly. And I do it willingly because it was shown to me an example. It's to be done that way. So that if we all take a little piece of that and we can all appreciate what our parents and forefathers done for us, and even what your own things, those out there on their front line, as they call it,
mm-hmm.
you know, I pray and I thank you. I thank you when I'm sick and when I'm hurt that you're there to help. I'm thankful that when we call that number and you come out and rescue us, you know, dear firemen.
Yeah, because I would have to say, I'm going to send the robot in, okay? And if I was in the hospital,
yeah.
I'm not that dedicated. I was going into nursing. I think that would have ended my nursing career. I don't even like to go to the grocery store. I don't even want to go to the doctor's office.
Yeah, now it's like you got to really rethink stuff. You know,
you must.
When you're sneezing, wait, is that a cold, a flu, or was that an allergy?
Right.
I'm going to say allergy. That's the safest thing because I know how to treat an allergy. But, you know, go organic. I'm going to keep saying that. I don't know if I ever said it to you. I'm going to say it again if I haven't. If it's the first time, I'm saying it the first time. Organic foods. These are that. What it means when you hear something organic, okay? It just means that there's no pesticides sprayed on these foods, okay? So they're a little bit more of, you know, coming from the, from the farm. However, you know, those that are able to do organic, and I'm not saying I am, but when I can, I do. But when you're not able to do it, you better know that soap and water is coming up. Some hot water, I'm boiling them, doing something, get that stuff up out of there. And if you can't, just peel it off. Apples I that are not organic that I end up with, just peel off that skin. You know, you got to be, you know, try to figure out how to do your produce differently. It's good to get, you know, wild animals type meat that's been farmed, not so much with antibiotics and things like that, but they, you know, free range, where they've eaten the grass or coming from the ground and not the grass that they done put in a lab somewhere. Again, that word lab, right, interesting. Yes, a lot of animals being lab, y'all. Yep, lab chickens and cows and you name it. If you like that stuff, you've been noticing how big them turkey legs been getting.
Oh, yeah, you have to look
legs,
at the size
of
stuff.
And that beef, you know, they say it's lean. You better really, really look because, you know, they're really pasteurizing a lot of stuff. Don't try to put too many preservatives in your body. You just gonna have to try to find a way to live the best way you can.
True.
And stay out of people's way. Stay out of your own way. Because, you know, you get in your own way. You know what I'm saying?
Most
you try
definitely
to get to that shower and be like, get out of my way. Own way. But, you know, you're just going to have to, you know, try to find ways to laugh, you know, things instead of cry. But when you have to cry, it's okay. You know, go ahead and cry, you know, because that's part of living too. So there's a passage in the Bible that says, you know, better is it to be in the house of sorrows than the house of joy. So I truly mean that. You know, I got a inferno I'm going to be going to this month. And I also have birthday celebrations this month, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Life
just
and death is always a celebration.
I just congratulated
on any
the
given
Leo.
Day, any given month.
Right.
Yes. So we definitely want to celebrate all of you wonderful ones who have a birthday this month, including you, Miss Linda.
That's right. I said it earlier. You can say it again.
Yeah.
You know, Leo.
Yes.
We love it.
The lion.
Nothing like them August-born people. And I say, you know, I know about 30 of them. I go down my list. I say, how can I meet all these Leos? Because we're think-alikes, and we attract
mm-hmm.
each other. You got different kind out there, but you got a Leo behind you. You got a faithful, dedicated person, and they get the job done.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Don't cross them. Don't cross them, because that lion will go back in that jungle and lick on them wounds for 10 years on you. Okay?
One of my favorite
and be peeking out the bushes.
If you're not ready to hear the truth, don't you
that's
ask
it.
A Leo.
That's true.
Don't you
that's,
ask a Leo.
That's true.
Because trust me, they're going to tell you. And if you're still standing, you're doing a good job.
Yeah, that you're right.
Because,
you're
but the
right.
truth will set you free, though. You shouldn't want nobody, no matter what they sign. You shouldn't want anybody to have to just straight out lie and blatantly lie to you.
No.
You really should want them to tell you the truth as much as they can. And if they can do ginger, be ginger. And if they can't, just take it, you know? Mm-hmm. Especially if they're coming from somebody's good heart, you know, if they're coming from a place that means you well. Someone is going to try to drag you down, you know, trying to change your smile into a frown.
Definitely.
You're just going to have to be, like, selective with all that energy. Just say, oh, you need to, oh, that's the energy you got today. Okay. Well, I hope that changes for you down the line. If not, whoever's there, they're going to be there because I'm not, you know.
Yeah.
So,
you know,
you can agree to disagree in any room you're sitting in. Any room, you can take a grain of salt and let it be what it is, a grain of salt, and dissolve when you pour that water on it. Or just be that salt. And because salt is known as, they say, hardcore when you're talking about salt. Because salt is very bitter tasting
mm-hmm.
if you never tasted salt. Those who haven't, and it's bitter for a reason. But when used in a food-like setting with the proper amount, it can become very flavorful. So salt has many different sides. You have good positives, but if you get too much salt, it's not good. As if you get too much fat or anything in your body, it's not healthy. Drink plenty of water and keep your windows open and ventilated, you know, and just stay, you know, to the higher powers that you have in your life, whether you're Buddhist, whether you are a Christian or Baptist.
Whatever your belief system is,
close.
Use it, believe in it, and move out with it. Hold on to it
mm-hmm.
because that faith
Absolutely.
Is what it is. And you have to have the faith. You know, I know many people from many walks of
gotta
life.
Gotta have something.
Many, you know, but mm-hmm. that faith is what will actually pull you through. I don't get on the pulpit. I don't be doing no sermon. I do all my things through my behavior and my action. But it is what it is. And whatever
mm-hmm.
it is, please get out there and do it and change the mindset. See, mm-hmm. all of this, everything that's done
mm-hmm.
comes from the mindset. You have to be able to master your mind you don't allow your mind to master you. Because if you can master your mind, you won't allow anybody else to master your mind, okay? So be the master of your mind out there. In order to be able to do that, you must be able to know who you are. You have to sit back and take a look. What did I tell you? I didn't do one thing. It was very nice and breezy out today. I just sit in the darn car and admire the lights, okay? I said, now, isn't this something? Who would ever take out time? I just relaxed, and I said, wow, look how those lights are coming on. You know, you go through a different thing. Like you say, you learn how to appreciate more. You learn how, because this is all so different. And people, I have to take a deep breath because people are going through it. You don't know who you're dealing with. You don't know what they're going through. Do you want to have that, you want to slang that sword today, or do you want to put that beautiful smile on your face and nod your head and go on about your business? Because, see, you can step into any of those positions at any time. Anybody can. We can go from 0 to 10 very quickly, okay? And we can really get there fast now with all this stuff that's going on. So you have to really keep yourself in balance, keep yourself in check, and keep yourself calm. And that is very hard to do. Everything's coming at you. People are coming at you. Everybody's all upset. I had a gentleman, you know, he was texting my niece's number. I said, baby, I said, don't text that number. You have to dial this number to get in touch with her, right? And so he was looking for a situation. He told me he was going to text that number till he found what he had. I didn't say nothing. I just said, well, I can hit that big block on you. Okay, you can text as much as you want. You know, at first I was going to try. I'm not wasting my energy. Do whatever you wish. We've asked you not to do it. You're going to continue to do it. Well, you're just going to do it to the air, okay? We're not getting there. But people are going.
The air up there.
Yeah, you're dealing with it through the air because we're not dealing with it. We've asked you to use this. We've asked you this is not for this. And you're going to do it anyway but until you get to your desired whatever it is you looking for, okay, then do it. When it's floating out there in the clouds and the stars or however way it floats, somebody will get the information because we're not looking for it and we're not going to accept it. I could have easily told him that, but why should I feed into his energy? I can understand how he feels, but we said this particular number is not for that, okay? So then you begin to get disrespectful. Then we have to go Texas, okay? And we don't want to do that. So I'm growing over here. You know, as I read today about true humans, we have to stay in our being. We have to connect with the universe. That universal force is very powerful out there, but it's so much moving around we can't see, but it's there. You know, every feeling, every emotion, everything that we do to each other, that's out there. You know, so why not take it with positivity and pleasantry? Put a smile on your face, and if you don't feel like smiling, stay at home, okay? Nobody wants to see that darkness. You don't feel like being, go, I'm at the party and the music stinks and the food tastes bad. Well, get up and go home. You got an option. Go home. Why you want to sit here? The music is ugly and the food tastes bad and you still sitting here? That doesn't make any sense to me. Go home. But you have those that are chronic complainers and they don't take the responsibility, and that's usually where people fall. They don't take responsibility for their own actions. And you have to take responsibility for your own actions in order, and don't get upset with somebody when they, you know, you have to be responsible, period. You can't blame anybody.
That's only if you know what that means, responsibility, what that is. What that means to you. If you don't have any, if you grow up and don't have any examples of responsibility, you know a person's going to struggle with it. And you usually can tell kind of, you know, people that have problems with responsibility because they float through life vicariously through others, or they float through life vicariously through a stupidity or their lack of. So if you got to, you know, you got to deal with whatever you got to deal with that's put before you, how it comes to you. Just rub on, let the good parts rub off on you, not the bad.
You know, as they say, you need to stand in between. You need to get a little bit of the bad so you can appreciate the good. So it's good to get washed up with all of it so you decide what you don't want to be around. Period.
But just keep positive going, my friend.
Yes.
I know we're going to have to wrap it up, but just keep the positive going through the week. If you got to take it day by day, do so. If you got to take it month by month, minute by minute, second by second, whatever you have to do to survive to the next level, to the next day, to the next moment, do so and try to pass on love to all those grumpies out there, you know.
what you call them? We can move it out.
You know, some people have, you know, just life cramps, you know. They just got to be crampy all the time, you know, or just they can't see beyond the cramp, you know. Just try to stay strong and try not to be too scared. All the news and things you hear, whether the numbers are right or wrong, and how many have died today. Just know that every single day someone's going to die. Just don't let that bring you down. Just try to live the healthiest life you can. Build your immune system up by eating better, taking in the nutrients and vitamins you need.
Those are the four things to expect in life.
Keep hope and faith alive.
Yes, we can carry on a few more minutes. Extended it out, but you know there's birth, there's old age, there's sickness, and there's death.
Yeah.
Those are four things that are promised to you. Those things are there, okay?
So
nobody wants to think about it or whatever, you know, but if you live your life right, and if you've been, I'll share a story. My grandmother, she had leukemia, so they called me. I had moved to California. I'm on the phone screaming and hollering, I'll be there on the next plane, boo, boo, boo. You know what my grandmother told me? I really don't know why you're sitting up there screaming and hollering and acting so silly. She said, I have lived my life right, and I am fine over here. And if this is where I have to go, if it's time for me to go, I'm ready. She snapped me out of that so quick, I never went that way again. She said, you talking crazy. She said, when you try to live the best life as you can and treat people and do the right thing, you know. Now, if you've been doing some ugly stuff out there, there's no telling. Yeah, you're gonna have a problem with it. But you need to get it together while you're here, because some persons believe in life after death. Some people believe, everybody believes in different things, but the physical leaves, but the spirit never dies. It never dies. So,
right.
Therefore,
no,
it's out there
that's
moving.
What I was talking about, memories live on. Live,
yeah.
Memories live on. And, you know, and then good. You want good to outshine the bad.
Always.
You know? Always want good
always
to outshine the bad. And, you know, and if you have a difficulty, a problem trying to change something that's unchangeable in your eyes, fine, get a hold of somebody that's been through it, or look, do more research, or ask for help. Because if you can't, you know, find it, if you're too humble, you know, you got too much pride, you puffed up with pride, that's all you're going to be full of, pride. And you're going to turn around and find yourself by yourself. Going through what you're going through by yourself, and you're just gonna be there, just bouncing around walls in your own little puddle. So, you know, we need to try to find ways to unite in a real all American fashion. I'm not saying be mad because of their lack of leadership, their lack of, you know,
but they'll have to learn. And what do we care if they bad leaders or not? A good leader can lead and follow. So if you're in the midst of a bad leader, you just have to go through your behavior and keep rocking and rolling with them and showing them how to do it. Okay, some people are born leaders. Some people will never lead. They're going to always be followers.
Right.
But leaders are followers and followers are leaders. That stuff goes in both directions there. So it's like, but I'm understanding what you're saying. We're wasting our time dealing with stuff that we can't do nothing about. Or people have to make the change. So why would you stress yourself out? Worrying, that's why I'm telling all the young adults again, look, get to those tables, take those seats, get in those political arenas, learn about the stew pot. That is where things are changed, legislation and policy. You can walk, talk, gripe, and crane till your feet fall off, but you have to go where the policies are being made. You have to get involved. You have to get involved with your community. You have to find out the need of the people, and you have to decide which way you're going to go in there. But that's where the changes are made, because that's where the policies are made. So you put the carrot in the stew pot. Go get a seat. They use even those seats. They don't want no newcomers coming in, but just kick in the door and step on through it, okay? Step on through the door. Well, ain't G, you know, let's leave us with a few words before we cut out on this Mind for Monday. On this short and sweet day, it has been a pleasure. And set us up for our week. Give us something mindful to carry with us. One, two, three words, however way you want to do it.
Okay, we'll see. Best way I can wrap up today, I would say, you know, be thankful for the blessings and the wonderful things that has come your way and has yet to come. Leave open a door, a space, a light, so they can find you, and that all the brightness and goodness finds you and keep you going each and every day that you live. And lastly, find some forgiveness. Give it, receive it, and pass it on.
Wait a minute. I'm writing that down. Give it, receive it, and pass it on, right?
Okay. That's correct.
I love it, and pass it on. Angie, for this Mind for Monday on Waking Up with Linda McShann, I have to remind them that we help navigate them through their awareness and their greatness. And we believe in stepping into your greatness and staying there. But don't forget to take others with you. And on that note, I'm going to give us a close out. Have a wonderful, wonderful evening. And we will be speaking again later on during the week. Tell the family hello. And thank you once again,
okay.
Angie. Sweet love.
You're welcome.
Real talk and a big heart. We love you. Thank you.
When your heart is free, it's easy to make a decision. When your head is clear, you know you have good judgment. But when your life is turning topsy-turvy, remember these words.
Joy and pain, but I'll be loving.